The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As many of you have said this morning, we can't give up the fight. Yes, it's not looking so promising, but there's still hope. We gotta hang in there with the president, keep fighting. There is some good positive things that came out of election day here in South Carolina, though. The GOP picked up a couple of state Senate seats. Of course, we picked up the congressional seat with the election of Nancy Mace down in the 1st Congressional District. Joining me for a few minutes are our Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joey. I'm like the rest of you. I'm a little in shock. I'm trying to keep hope. And I'm thinking, thank God our president is the fighter he is. Because most would have just rolled over and said, you know, this is just insurmountable. And I'm going to just move on, and he's not going to. He's going to fight it till the end, so we need to all be there with him.
Yep, exactly. And just make sure. Hey, look, you know, I had a gentleman on from the Heritage Foundation this morning, talking about that we want is for every legal vote to be counted. We're not asking for anything other than that, and just be transparent. All these we've heard from a number of different election officials around the country yesterday. One thing that I picked up on that we talked about earlier this morning on the show is every one of them seemed to use the word meticulous. They explained what a meticulous process they were going through in counting the votes. Well, be meticulous and get it right. That's all we're asking. But we did have some positive news here in South Carolina. You know, big win for Nancy Mace down in the 1st Congressional District. And as I said, we picked up some state Senate seats, Josh Kimbrell here in Spartanburg, Billy Garrett down in Greenwood. So some positives here in South Carolina for sure, right?
No, I agree. So proud of my friend Nancy Mace. I mean, literally, again, when you talk about, you know, the we didn't think it could happen. Nobody thought it. Nancy Mace had a chance of beating Joe Cunningham. Nobody. Yeah. Not pollsters, not people. They just thought he's young. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a young family. You know, it's turning purple. I mean, I heard every reason you could give, and she did it.
Yeah.
She went in. She put her head down. She worked hard. She knocked on doors. She made herself known, and she did it. And so that is great. I think, you know, who would have thought we'd have lost Vincent Shaheen in that area, right? That's been a notoriously Democrat area. Henry did a great job, great fighting. Got her name out there. She ran 2 years ago and lost for a House seat. She didn't give up, and now she's a state senator. I think we have a lot of things, and I think a lot of our own homegrown examples, wouldn't you say, Joey, of nobody thought this could ever be done. Everybody thought that was going to be hopeless, and, you know, here they are. Yeah. They won.
Well, and Tuesday was a good day for a lot of females on the ballot all around the country.
I think so. And I think that is another thing, how far we've moved ahead. You know, yeah. I mean, I think people were saying just probably 10 years ago, you know, there's not enough female representation. And little by little by little, I think once somebody, you know, starts the ball rolling and you start to get other, you know, really bright people. And you know, I don't want it to always be a female thing either. I get that a lot because I am, whether it was in business, you know, it's always, yeah. I think we need great quality people, Joey. I think we need them from every, you know, whether it's male or female, whether it's black, white, purple, or orange. I think if you're qualified, if you can really help out, then we need you. We need you at all levels. We need you on boards and commissions. We need you to run. There's so many ways you can be impactful to make this a better country.
Well, and I agree with you. You know, your qualifications should be first. But hey, I can say this. I, and honestly, I think the electorate right now in general trust females more than they do the men. And I think that's why we're seeing so many successful females around the country. And it was a big day. A lot of different races around the country. Now, unfortunately, that goes both ways. We saw the squad, every single one of the four squads members in Congress were reelected. We could have gone without that. I was really hoping AOC was going to disappear, but she's around for two more years.
I know. But you know what? When we need to start mounting a campaign, and I think I heard somebody on Fox News talking about it. The way you're going to eventually eliminate those is to get a more moderate candidate in the primaries running against them so that their own party will beat them. Right. And then you have a better chance in the general of trying to flip it to a Republican.
Right.
And I think that's what we have to get really good at. Right. We need a long game plan. And I think that's kind of where we've kind of been outmaneuvered in the past. But I think we're learning from that. I think this president has showed us how we, you know, how do you fight? How do you fight for what you think is right? And you got to lay a good ground game and a good long-term plan. And I think I'm hoping that's, you know, what do you do the day after Election Day? You start worrying about the next election, right? So, you know, we have to keep fighting this fight, but then we have to keep thinking ahead of what are we doing to do in two more years?
Yep, because, you know, regardless of, we got to make sure that the votes that were cast Tuesday are counted properly. And again, I get back to saying the legal votes that were cast. But you're right. You know, regardless of what the outcome, ends up being for Tuesday, we got to start looking at the midterms already. And looking at the next presidential election, whether Donald Trump pulls this out. You know, this his second and last term, we'll still got to start planning for 4 years down the road. We can't get discouraged, and we can't hide in the basement as Joe Biden has been all these months. So, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to talk with you, and we'll check in with you again next week, and just keep up the good fight.
Thanks, Joey. You too.